现在播送英语 USA 第40课。你好，徐峰。
你好，严华。
听众朋友们好，欢迎各位参加广播英语教程 English USA。
我们上次跟着 Martin 和他的朋友们去看了一场橄榄球赛，同时呢，还学会了不少谈论人们外貌特点的话。
今天，我们要去一家具有美国风貌的商店，西部牛仔服装店。Martin 要写一篇有关西部服装的报道，他要在这家商店里采访经理和顾客。
既然是在服装店，就必然会讨论人们的外形和身材适合于什么样的服装。
一点不错，让我们先学几个生词，再来听听 Martin 在服装店里和大家谈些什么吧。
Manager, M-A-N-A-G-E-R, Manager. 再说一遍。Manager, M-A-N-A-G-E-R, Manager. 这是经理。
Clothing, C-L-O-T-H-I-N-G, Clothing. 再说一遍。Clothing, C-L-O-T-H-I-N-G, clothing. 这是个集合名词，它是衣服、被子等等的总称。那么 clothing store 是什么意思呢？
那也就是服装店的意思了。那又该怎么说男士服装呢？
Men's clothing. 而女士服装就是 women's clothing. 下一个生词。Shopper, S-H-O-P-P-E-R, shopper. 再说一遍。Shopper, S-H-O-P-P-E-R, shopper. 这个词实际上是 shop 加后缀 er 构成的。在加后缀之前，先把 p 双写。动词 shop解释为在商店买东西，那么 shopper 的意思就可想而知了，
一定就是在商店买东西的顾客了。接下来的生词是 western, W-E-S-T-E-R-N, western. 再说一遍。 western, W-E-S-T-E-R-N,Western. 这个词在这儿要大写词首的 W, 因为它是一个专有名词，指美国的西部地区。那么怎么说美国有西部地区特色的服装呢？
Western clothing.
而具有西部特色的衬衫就是 Western shirt.
以此类推，具有西部特色的裤子应该是 Western pants. 其实所谓西部服装就是牛仔服装。牛仔的英文是 cowboy, C-O-W-B-O-Y, cowboy. 再说一遍。cowboy, C-O-W-B-O-Y, cowboy. 你知道牛仔服装的英文怎么说吗？
cowboy clothing.牛仔服装或者西部服装都是比较随便的非正式的衣服，英文的说法就是 casual clothing. casual 的拼法是 c-a-s-u-a-l, casual. 再说一遍。 casual, c-a-s-u-a-l, casual. 它的意思就是随便的非正式的。
再学一个生词 jewelry, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y, jewelry. 再说一遍。 jewelry, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y, jewelry. 这是珠宝首饰。那么珠宝店的英文是什么呢？
jewelry store. 最后要学的生词是 average, A-V-E-R-A-G-E, average. 再说一遍 average, A-V-E-R-A-G-E, average. 它作为形容词的时候意思是普通的一般的。
生词就学到这儿。这会儿 Martian 已经跨进了店门，瞧他在招呼谁呢，我们快过去听听吧。
Hello, I'm Martin Lerner. I phoned this morning. I want to speak to the manager.
Good afternoon, I'm the manager.
I'm happy to meet you. I want to talk to you about your clothing store. I'm writing a story.
You told me. Are you writing about the store?
I write about people. I want to write about the shoppers in your store.
Fine. What do you want to know?
What's your name?
I'm Penny Bird.
May I call you Penny?
Of course.
Thanks.Do you sell men's clothing?
Yes, we sell women's and men's clothing. The men's clothing is over there.
What do you sell?
We sell only Western clothing.
Western clothing? What does that mean?
The Western United States. People in the Western United States wear this clothing. Now many people like it.
Do all people wear this clothing?
No, no. Only some people wear this clothing. It's casual clothing.
Is it cowboy clothing?
Sometimes. Cowboys wear some of this clothing.
Okay.
原来 Martin 招呼的正是商店的经理。
Martin 告诉经理他的来意了吗？
他说他要和经理谈谈这家商店，他要写一篇报道。
Martin 要写什么具体内容呢？让我们再听一遍这几句话。
Are you writing about the store?
I write about people. I want to write about the shoppers in your store.
啊 ,Martin 要写的是这家店里的顾客。
他马上开始采访这位经理。让我们再听一遍他们谈了些什么。
What do you want to know?
What's your name?
I'm Penny Bird.
May I call you Penny?
Of course.
Thanks. Do you sell men's clothing?
Yes, we sell women's and men's clothing. The men's clothing is over there.
What do you sell?
We sell only Western clothing.
Western clothing? What does that mean?
The Western United States. People in the Western United States wear this clothing. Now many people like it.
Do all people wear this clothing?
No, no. Only some people wear this clothing. It's casual clothing.
Is it cowboy clothing?
Sometimes. Cowboys wear some of this clothing.
这位经理叫什么名字？
他叫 Penny.
这家店经营男女服装吗？
是的。
这家店专门经营哪一类的服装呢？
它专门经营西部牛仔服装。
是不是只有牛仔才穿牛仔服装呢？
不，其他人有时也穿牛仔服装。
那人们一般是在什么时候穿牛仔服装？
牛仔服装是在非正式场合作为便服穿的。
接下来 Martin 把注意力转到了顾客身上。他首先注意到了谁？让我们一块来听。
Okay, now let's look at some shoppers. Do you see that tall woman?
Yes, I know her. She shops here often. She likes Western clothing. She's tall and thin. She looks very nice in Western shirts and pants.
She doesn't look like a cowboy.
No, she doesn't.
引起 Martin 注意的是一位妇女。她的身材有什么特点呢？
她长得又高又瘦。
她喜欢哪一种服装？
他喜欢西部牛仔服装。
他穿什么衣服很好看呢？
他很适合于穿西部风格的衬衫和裤子。
既然他做牛仔打扮，那么他看起来像不像牛仔呢？
倒一点也不像。接着 Martin 的目光落到了站在这位高个子太太身边的一位妇女身上。她是谁呢？我们一块来听。
Do you know the other woman?
Yes, that's her daughter.
She's very pretty
She works in a jewelry store. She likes long dresses for work. Her legs are long. She's very tall. She's big. She likes Western clothing.
原来她是这位太太的女儿。
这位小姐长得怎样？
她很漂亮。
她在哪儿工作？
她在一家珠宝店工作。
她上班的时候穿什么样的衣服？
她穿长裙，因为她有一对修长的腿。
除了腿修长之外，她的身材还有什么特征啊？
她长得又高又大。
她喜欢西部服装吗？
喜欢。谈到这儿，经理把 Martin 从女装部带到了男装部。我们来听听他们在那儿谈了些什么。
Come see the men's clothing.
This shirt is nice.
Do you like these things? Do you wear Western clothing?
No, I'm not tall and thin.
You're not short, and you're not fat.
I'm average. I'm not tall, and I'm not short. I'm not thin, and I'm not fat.
You have nice hair.
It's average. It's not dark, and it's not light. It's average brown. I'm only average.
Martin 喜欢男装部的什么衣服？
他喜欢衬衫。
Martin 自己穿不穿牛仔服装呢？让我们再听一遍这段话。
Do you wear Western clothing?
No, I'm not tall and thin.
You're not short, and you're not fat.
I'm average. I'm not tall, and I'm not short. I'm not thin, and I'm not fat.
You have nice hair.
It's average. It's not dark, and it's not light. It's average brown.I'm only average.
原来 Martin 是社工好龙，喜欢牛仔衫，但是从来不穿。
他为什么不穿呢？
他说他既不高又不瘦，不适合穿牛仔服装。
实际上 Martin 的身材是什么样子的？
他是中等身材，既不高也不矮，既不胖也不瘦。
Martin 长着什么颜色的头发？
他的头发是不深不浅的棕色。
Martin 认为总的说来自己的外貌特征是什么？
他说他自己的外貌一般。听众朋友，刚才你听到 Martin 怎么向你描绘自己的外表了吗？他说到自己是怎么样，还说自己不是怎么样。让我们再听一遍他说过的一些话。
I'm not tall and thin.
You're not short, and you're not fat.
I'm not tall and I'm not short. I'm not thin and I'm not fat.
You have nice hair.
It's not dark and it's not light.
那位经理很会抓紧时间做生意。我们来听听他是怎么对 Martin 说的。
Do you like this shirt?
Yes, I do. I like blue.
You have blue eyes.
They're not blue, they're gray.
They look blue. Are your arms long?
They're not very long. They're not short. Let's talk about other people.
Of course.
Do you see that woman in the green dress?
Yes, she often shops here.
She's not very tall, and she's not fat.
She looks very nice.
Oh, 那位经理鼓励 Martin 买那件牛仔衬衫。
他是怎么试着说服 Martin 的呢？
他说 Martin 有蓝色的眼睛和蓝色的衬衫很相配。
Martin 说自己的眼睛是什么颜色？
他说他的眼睛是灰色的。
那 Martin 的胳膊长吗？
他的胳膊不长也不短。
Martin 似乎决意不买牛仔服装，他立刻把话题转向另一位女顾客。那位顾客穿着什么颜色的衣裙呢？
他穿着绿色的衣裙。
他有什么样的身材呢？
他既不很高也不胖。
他的模样很可爱。Martin 和经理谈了一会儿之后，转而想采访几位顾客了。好，在他寻找谈话对象的时候，我们来学几个生词吧。
先复习一下园丁这个词的英文。Gardener, G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R, Gardener.
再复习一个生词 lawyer, L-A-W-Y-E-R, lawyer, 记得吗？这个词解释为律师。
接下来要学的生词是 outdoors, O-U-T-D-O-O-R-S, outdoors, 再说一遍 outdoors,O-U-T-D-O-O-R-S Outdoors 这个词既可以当副词又可以做名词。 副词 outdoors 解释为在室外，在野外，而名词 outdoors 意思就是室外、野外。
现在 Martin 正准备和一位女顾客交谈，我们快过去听听他们说些什么吧。
May I talk to some of the shoppers?
Of course.
Excuse me. May I ask some questions?
This is Martin Lerner. He's a reporter.
Okay.
Do you like this clothing?
Yes.
What do you like?
I like the shirts. I like the pants. I like the skirts. I like everything.
Do you like the colors?
Yes. See this blue dress? It's very nice. You look wonderful in blue. I'm very big. I'm tall and I'm big.I like the outdoors. This clothing is good outdoors. The clothing is strong, and I'm strong.
Are you a farmer?
No, but I work outdoors. I'm a gardener. I like to work in my garden.
Do you wear this in the garden?
Not only in the garden.
Thanks.
Martin 在征得经理的同意之后，开始采访一位女顾客。他问这位顾客喜欢哪些西部服装，让我们重新来听一遍。
Do you like this clothing?
Yes.
What do you like?
I like the shirts, I like the pants, I like the skirts. I like everything.
Do you like the colors?
Yes. See this blue dress? It's very nice. You look wonderful in blue.
这位妇女很喜欢西部服装吗？
是的，她喜欢西部风格的衬衫、裙子和裤子。总之喜欢一切的西部服装。
他喜欢西部服装的颜色吗？
也喜欢。
Martin 认为他穿什么颜色很好看？
蓝色。接下来这位顾客开始向 Martin 介绍自己的情况，让我们再听一遍他们是怎么说的。
I'm very big, I'm tall, and I'm big. I like the outdoors. This clothing is good outdoors. The clothing is strong, and I'm strong.
Are you a farmer?
No, but I work outdoors. I'm a gardener. I like to work in my garden.
Do you wear this in the garden?
Not only in the garden.
Thanks.
这位顾客有什么样的身材呢？
他又高又大，而且很健壮。
他有什么爱好？
他喜欢室外活动。
他是从事什么工作的？
他是园丁。
他的西部服装是不是只是在上班的时候穿呢？
不是的，有的时候也在其他场合穿。
刚才我们听到他好几次用到 outdoors 这个词，他说 I like the outdoors。 这句话里的 outdoors 是名词，意义比较广泛，指室外的环境、活动等等。
他还说 The clothing is good outdoors. I work outdoors. 这两句话里的 outdoors就不是名词了，而是副词，解释为在室外。
现在 Martin 从女装部走到了男装部，咱们快跟上他的脚步，听听他在那儿采访了谁。
Good morning, may I help you?
Yes, I want a hat.
Let me show you these hats.
Excuse me, I'm a reporter. I want to ask some questions.
A reporter?
He's writing a story about Western clothing.
That's right.Do you wear Western clothing?
Sometimes. It's good casual clothing. I want a Western hat.
Do you like this one?
I have a large head.
This is a large hat.
Let me try it.
Do you like it?
No, I don't. My face is very round. I don't like the hat.
Try this one.
My head looks very big.
You look tall.
I like that. I'm not very tall.
You're not very short.
I'm average.
I'm only average. We're both average. Do you like this clothing?
Yes.
Are you a cowboy?
A cowboy? I'm not a cowboy.
Are you a farmer?
I'm a lawyer. My home is in the city. This is casual clothing. It isn't clothing for work. How do I look?
You look very nice.
My head is very big. I'm not very tall. My arms are short.My legs are short, and I'm fat. But the hat is nice.
Martin 和经理在男装部首先遇到了一位想买帽子的顾客。在经理的介绍下， Martin 开始和这位男士交谈了起来。让我们重新听一遍那位顾客怎么样边选购帽子边和 Martin 交谈的。
Do you wear Western clothing?
Sometimes. It's good casual clothing. I want a Western hat.
Do you like this one?
I have a large head.
This is a large hat.
Let me try it.
Do you like it?
No, I don't. My face is very round. I don't like the hat.
Try this one.
My head looks very big.
You look tall.
I like that. I'm not very tall.
You're not very short.
I'm average.
I'm only average. We're both average. Do you like this clothing?
Yes.
Are you a cowboy?
A cowboy? I'm not a cowboy.
Are you a farmer?
I'm a lawyer. My home is in the city. This is casual clothing. It isn't clothing for work. How do I look?
You look very nice.
My head is very big. I'm not very tall. My arms are short.My legs are short, and I'm fat. But the hat is nice.
那位顾客穿西部服装吗？
有时候当便服穿。
那他为什么不喜欢经理为他挑选的第一顶帽子呢？
他说他的头大，脸又圆，戴那顶帽子不合适。
经理又给这位顾客挑选了一顶帽子。Martin 觉得他戴上这顶帽子看来怎么样？
Martin 说他戴上帽子显得高一些。
这位顾客怎样描述自己的身材呢？
他说他自己不高，只是中等个子。
这位顾客这么喜欢西部服装，他是不是牛仔或者农民呢？
都不是的，他实际上是一个律师，住在城里。他只是在非正式场合穿西部服装，上班的时候不穿。
那他是怎么描述自己的四肢和体型的呢？
他说他头大，身体胖，手臂和腿都很短。
我们刚才听到两位顾客都在描绘自己的外形，让我们再听一遍刚才听到的一些话。
I'm very big. I'm tall and big. I'm strong.
My head is very big. I'm not very tall. My arms are short. My legs are short. And I'm fat.
听众朋友，现在 Martin 要请你描述一下你的外表，请你回答他的问题。
Are you very big?Are you tall? Are your legs short? Are your eyes brown?
Ting, 那位经理正在招呼 Martin, 他有什么新发现呢？我们快去听听。
Mr. Lerner, do you see that woman over there?
I see three women. Which one?
Do you see the one with small feet?
Small feet? Maybe.
She has small feet and small hands.
Is she short?
Yes, she is. She has a small face. It's not a round face.
Does she have blonde hair?
Yes, that's the woman. She is on television. She reads the news on television.
And she likes Western clothing.
Of course.
原来经理要指点给 Martin 看一位妇女。
Martin 说他看到了三位妇女，不知道经理要他注意的是哪一位。
经理要他注意的是一位手脚都很小巧的妇女。
她身材高吗？
不，她比较矮小。
你能不能描述一下她的头部特征？
她有小小的头和脸，但是脸型并不圆。
她的头发是什么颜色？
金黄色。
那经理为什么要 Martin 注意这位妇女呢？
因为她是电视的播音员，他在电视上报告新闻。
那这位电视明星也喜欢西部服装吗？
是的，他喜欢牛仔服装。现在 Martin 即将结束他在商店的采访，要回去写报道了。不知道他下一次准备采访什么地方啊？
他要去一家诊所。好，我们下次再见。
再见。
旺网易云网站欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。